that here says loving kindness to oneself. That's what I was thinking. Lacking loving kindness to oneself. However, if you are practicing Dharma, what I want to say is, if you are practicing Dharma, then that's really that time your thoughts are virtue, your actions are virtue, result only happiness. You achieve result only happiness when you are practicing Dharma. So, whenever there's danger to rise anger, when somebody is criticized or badly treated, whenever there's danger to rise anger, when you practice patience, that time then, you are protecting to yourself. You are protecting to yourself. You're not harming to yourself. When you get angry, you harm to yourself. And when you harm others, it's harming to yourself with the body, with the speech, with the mind. When you harm others, itself is harming to yourself. It is consequences. It has consequences. You know, it's on the suffering result from dependent arising from that action, suffering result you have to experience the receiving harm from others and or even yourself sicknesses many other problems or with the relationship others receive harm from others. So when you are allowing anger, that time that time you're not loving to yourself. When you're angry to yourself, and when you're not practicing patience, you are harming to yourself, you're not loving to yourself. When you're practicing patience, then you're taking care of yourself, you're loving to yourself. You are protecting yourself whenever you are practicing patience. protecting from anger, protecting from the most unbearable sufferings of the lower realms, so forth. And then present unhappiness, all the problems, the experience due to anger that day in this life, and then in the future lives, all that. So whenever you practice, contentment, you know, whenever you try to achieve satisfaction, practice contentment, renunciation, letting go of the painful mind desire, which brings so many problems. Whenever you do that, at that time you are protecting yourself, you are giving liberation to yourself, you are loving to yourself. When you don't do that, when you follow desire, then which brings so many problems. It makes your life caught into so many problems. So that's not taking care of you. You're not taking care of yourself. You're abandoning yourself. You're not taking care of yourself. That's not loving yourself. And when you meditate compassion, loving kindness, bodhicitta, toward benefiting other sentient beings, that's the best way, loving yourself. That's the best taking care of yourself. When you follow self-cherishing thought, when you follow self-centered mind, self-cherishing thought, that's harming to yourself. That's abandoning yourself. You know, that's abandoning yourself. Torturing yourself. Not loving yourself. When you meditate on emptiness, that time you are taking care of yourself. When you practice mindfulness and emptiness in the daily life, not following the ignorance, the holding things as truly existent while they are not, while they are empty of that. So, every time when you meditate on emptiness, ultimate nature, even 1 second, you know, touch on that emptiness reality. even 1 second, it purifies unbelievable. It's like a atomic bomb. So many lifetime. See, so many heavenly karmas. So much get purified. And you become closer to, every time you become closer to liberation, from samsara, from the oceans of samsara suffering. Every time when you meditate on emptiness, you become closer to that. And it becomes like atomic bomb, so powerful to people when they come, you know. So when you practice mindfulness in the daily life, then, it becomes, at that time you're loving to, you're really taking care of yourself, you're loving to yourself. like that. When you practice guru devotion, three paths apart, two stages, whenever you practice that time, then, you see, especially with the bodhicitta, you know, with the bodhicitta, the because cherishing I is only opening the door for all the problems, inviting all the problems, problems this life, you know, doesn't allow to achieve happiness even this life, future life, all the realizations, you see, and doesn't allow to achieve liberation from samsara, even for oneself, doesn't allow to achieve the Mahayana path, to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings, it doesn't allow to benefit for other sentient beings. So following this, I say cherishing the eye. So that's opening door for all the problems, root of all the problems, obstacles to develop one's mind path. So therefore, the cherishing eye, cherishing others, is the seeking happiness for others. You see, that one is only opening door for all the happiness. Yours and numberless sentient beings' happiness. You know, not only yours, but numberless sentient beings' happiness. So with that thought, bodhicitta, you're able to offer, you know, all the happiness to numberless sentient beings, temporary, ultimate, after enlightenment, everything. with that bodhicitta, then in the practice, thought of benefiting others, doing business or doing job, eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, taking care of children, looking after family, whatever. with the thought of benefiting others, bodhicitta, then all these actions become not only dharma, all these become Not on Dharma, it becomes a cause to achieve full enlightenment. So it becomes the best Dharma, purest Dharma, because it understands with the self-cherishing thought, so like that. So living life with this, you see, whatever lifestyle one live, but you know, living life with this bodhicitta, with this pure mind, so that, it's like the iron with the mercury has iron turned out into turning thousands of thousands of irons, you know, to turn into gold like that. So your whole life with the bodhicitta, you know, whatever lifestyle, whatever whatever life or then life, whatever business job, whatever, the whole life become like gold, transformed into gold, like gold, become most meaningful. Every action that is done with bodhicitta, you collect limitless kinds of merit, and every time you become closer to enlightenment, because so much merit you collect, unbelievable, most powerful purification all the time, continuously. So like that, become most beneficial life to all the sentient beings. So, and as guys talking about the loving kindness to oneself, this is how this is, I say, if you're throwing yourself in fire, if you are harming yourself, they're creating a negative karma, harming to oneself, that's not loving yourself. So that's my interpretation. So I think 10 o'clock. So maybe just the loom, maybe loom of the adverses or something. I don't remember the life story of the Gautama Siddhartha. don't remember. But I have in Tibet when we went pilgrimage beginning of this year. Last year, I got mixed up all the years. Become soup. So last year, last year when we went to Tibet, anyway, so we went to Gautama Geshe-la Thangpa's monastery, a very large stupa. Inside there was a statue. Gautama Geshe Langri Thangpa statue, there was a statue there. So, with the Tibetans waiting outside, you know, and then inside there may be also some Tibetans. So just for auspicious, went over the 8 verses in the monastery. So, ideas from the foundation quality from there go through the verses. Some talk the meaning. Some talk about the obtaining the how the life is highly meaningful. Then the to, by going over that, on the basis of that, then to do the 8 verses. However, so since there's so much time went, the other things were, maybe just go, without going, the preliminary just go straight, as can be. So first understand the how the symptom of suppression is kind. that you see to achieve the sublime success. so here it says, I myself, that me, I myself, you see, whatever the sentient being does to me, how they treat me, doesn't matter. I myself, that me, sentient tamjala. So we should understand, we should remember that the way it's presented, of course it may not come in English, but dak ni samjan tam jala, the reason why ni comes. So it doesn't matter how symptoms from this side treat me, think of me, doesn't love, the love doesn't love, whatever. From my side, how I'm going to practice is this. towards all the symptoms. More special, then the which grand in Jew, see, the with so how that is then. Then is the next one become commentary to that. Why special than which grand jewel? Why something means more special than which grand jewel? With a thought obtaining the sublime success, because they help to achieve sublime success for you. So then I practice always to cherish. So here, think the person. Think the person who doesn't love you, or think the person who angry, think the person who always criticize or angry to you. Oh, you see, so, so we use that person, that particularly, not the friend, you know, stranger, but we use the person who abuses you, who harms you, whom you call enemy. We maintain kindness. We think of kindness of that person. So now this person, so, I'm going to say, maybe I use Bin Laden probably. it took me for a while to decide whether to bring Bin Laden or not, or you are just your own personal enemy. Anyway, Bin Laden. So, you see, whoever that is, the whom one hate, enemy. So you achieve from that person, so whom one regard enemy, all the happiness of future lives, you achieve from that. You know, future life, perfect image birth, you know, thereby image birth. You see, mm. You see, how you receive all the future life, you see, happiness, the rebirth, body of the happy transmigratory being, the ever human, you see, including perfect human birth, no, you see. So, how you receive all that, all those happiness from him, you see, let's say. So I just use example that, but you can use all individual. You see, if you're enemy, you see, you can use that for meditation. And because cause of all those good, happy, you know, body of the happy transmigration, good rebirth, all those, cause of all those is, cause of all those is the morality, you know, morality, you see. So morality, what is the morality? Morality is on the object, sentient beings, on the object, sentient beings, no discrimination. You see, any sentient being, on the object, any sentient being, you see, you make a vow to not harm. You make a vow to not kill, to not tell lie, to not steal from them. So you see, this is, so you made a vow like this, on the basis of object, sentient beings. So, you see, that includes, you know, Bin Laden. So, you see, it's there. It includes there. It's there. So on the basis of that object, we made a vow to not kill, to not steal, to not lie, all these things, to not harm others. So the good karma, morality, is the cause of all the future life happiness, rebirth, so forth. So we are able to collect this. You see, we collect this, by depending on the kindness of sentient beings. So here, by depending on him, you see, you see, there's no such thing as about there's no such thing about I won't kill sentient beings except my enemy. You know, there's no such thing. Except those who harms me, there's no such a vow like that. So on everyone, might vow to not kill, to not tell lie, all this is to not harm. So there, that includes that. So Benedict is that. So you see, so good, all this good karma that we practice morality, you see, received by kindness of him, you see, due to his existence. I'm not saying only him, but I'm saying received by kindness of him. You see, so then, yeah, making charity is also, you can't make charity, you know, there's no sentient being, we have no opportunity to make charity. So making charity also by different kind of sentient being. So then, you see, then we dedicate those merits to, you see, to receive good rebirth and the happiness of future lives. So the complete cause, the morality, you see, that, and then the result, the dedicating the merits, you see, and achieving all this happiness, future lives, the good rebirth. You see, now completely we receive from, you see, by kindness of the, you see, from Bin Laden, you see, by depending on the kindness of Bin Laden, you see. But I'm not saying only him. You see, as I mentioned to you, all the sentient on the basis of all sentient beings, we made a vow. So because of sentient being, we have opportunity to practice morality, you know, precept, you see. So here, yeah. So this definitely Bin Laden is there. So he's there, no matter how much one hate, but he's there in the object. kindness, you see, that we able to live in the vow, practice morality, and then achieve all these results, happiness, future lives, so forth, you see. So now here, the first tencho, first sublime success is there. You see, you achieve by kindness of, you see, melatin, you see. So all the future, all the good rebirth, you see. Then imperfect rebirth, whatever, or, which is the precious human body, which is the seven qualities, or which is eight ripening aspect qualities, all this, you know, and four Mahayana Dharma wills, all this, we, by depending on the kind of sentiment we have to achieve, so by depending on him. So then now, second great success, so you see, achieving liberation from samsara, so that depends on, you see, fundamental path, you know, actualizing the great insight, and that depends on actualizing the, say, samatha, you know, come abiding. That realization depends on the morality, pure morality, the higher training of morality. So again, you see, morality, you see, so root here, you see, even to achieve liberation from samsara, it depends on the path, root, the morality. So morality, as I explained before, we take the vow, we make the vow, you see, on the object, every single sentient being, which includes bin Laden, you see, to not harm others, you know. So practice morality, so then from that, you see, karma abiding shine, then great inside Hakdong. So all this we receive by kindness of bin Laden. Then all the rest of the path, you see, then five paths to achieve liberation, all that. So the whole path and liberation totally we receive by kindness of, you see, bin Laden. So the second great success. So now become even more precious. Before, very precious, but now you get much more precious. This is a person, you see. Now the third great success. So, the great compassion, the root of bodhicitta and bodhicitta, then all the mind path in the six parameters of that. Including the full enlightenment, the five path, ten bhumi, five tantra path, the whole thing we receive, rooted great compassion and enlightenment, everything we receive by dependent kindness of bin Laden. You see, now it's even much more, far more unbelievable, precious. It became. You see, we have to receive realization, bodhicitta, great compassion for us by depending on his kindness, you see. So, by depending on kindness of every single sentient being, so that includes bin Laden is there. So now he became dim, unbelievable, you see, precious, become like that. You see, Now you see, there's bin Laden here, big mountains of gold. Who is more precious? You know, bin Laden is more precious, or the gold is more precious? The big mountains of gold is more precious. If you compare, you see the big mountain of gold, a diamond, you see, whatever it is. You see, not only that, which grand jewel, you know, jewel that in the past, the bodhisattvas or those who have so much merit, able to find from the ocean and the clean three ways, then put on the top of the banner on the 15th day. And then whatever you pray, the person's side also has so much good karma, merit. So many because of that. So the jewel has power. So the person pray, whatever prayer the person makes, whatever prayer that person makes, any material enjoyment, you see, then you instantly, you see, due to the power of the object, the person could come immediately able to get. So now, why Vishkarana jewel? So how precious this sentient being is, you cannot find any other material objects. You cannot compare how precious it is, you cannot find any other material objects. So, among all the material possessions, most valuable, precious one is Vishkarana jewel. there's a specific jewel there, which is extremely rare. Only those who would come and they can find. Like only those people who have, merit, much luck, they're able to win $1 billion from lottery, you see, like that, similar. So which grinding jewel is the most precious one among the material possessions. So the why which grinding jewel brought here, because that's the most precious one among all those, you see, among all the materials. But, you see, but cannot compare and the value of this one sentient being, kindness, you know, how precious it is. You see, let's say, whole sky filled with the Vishkarana jewel. Now, even you have whole sky filled with the Vishkarana jewel, you know, that much, you see, that much, that alone, that many Vishkarana jewel alone cannot stop. You cannot say, cannot stop you, cannot stop your rebirth in the lower realm. That alone, sky filled with that many Vishkarana jewel, cannot make you to free from samsara, each liberation, cannot. And that many sky filled with Vishkarana jewel cannot. That you can say, that many billions of dollars, or however, sky filled with Vishkarana jewel, that many Vishkarana jewel, see, even you have, cannot, from there you cannot achieve enlightenment. How you can generate compassion on the gold? There's no opportunity to generate compassion on the gold. How you can generate compassion on the billions of dollars? You know, they don't have a mind. So how can you generate compassion on the billions of dollars? How can you generate compassion on the Vishkarana jewel? They have no mind. How can you generate compassion on numberless Vishkarana jewels? So you see, but on the Bin Laden, you see, you practice moral, they practice morality, all this, achieve all the happiness, practice moral, you achieve all liberation, sometimes you generate compassion, and bodhicitta, you achieve whole path of enlightenment, cease all the gross subtle departments, you see, and complete all the realization, achieve full enlightenment, and then you are able to liberate numberless sentient beings. You see, you're able to liberate numberless sentient beings from the ocean of samsara suffering and bring them to enlightenment. So you're able to see these incredible things, what you're able to do by the kindness of this sentient being, you see, enlightenment. So like that. So therefore, now, sky filled with Vishkarana jewel is nothing. The value is nothing when you compare to the value of one sentient being, for example, Bin Laden. So all that wealth is nothing, how precious it is. So if you think of how precious it is, the one sentient being, the Bin Laden. So like that. Now that is very important to get this idea. So now you can understand. So now you hear, because now this sentient being becomes, it's Bin Laden, but it's most precious one in your life, most kindest one in your life. You see, so that explanation comes more even there when you practice the patience there, guru of patience that comes there. So then, So here now. So now, and we can say that even the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, whom we take refuge, you know, whom that they request blessings to bless it, even they come from the sentient beings. Even was born from all the came from the sentient beings. So came from Bin Laden. Buddha Dharma Sangha came from Bin Laden. So you see from where they came, our object of refuge came from sentient beings. So they increase Bin Laden. So then now here it become more precious. So now, I myself, no matter how sentient beings treat me, they like or they don't like, or whatever they, you know, however they treat me, but from my side, I myself, you see, towards all the sentient beings, that includes enemy, so all sentient becomes enemy, friend, stranger. That includes everyone. So I myself, towards all the sentient beings, with the thought obtaining the supreme success, you know, higher, more special than the Wishgrand Jewel. See, by looking at that way, you know, so with this thought, then I will cherish them. I will practice cherish them forever, not just for few minutes, you know, not just for a few minutes or time to time, not like that, but all the time. So all the time means even when I'm happy, I'm going to this practice. Always cherish others. Even when I'm unhappy, when I have problems, even that time, what I'm going to practice is cherish others. So that means, so always, I mean, it means whatever circumstances you are, happy, unhappy, whatever, but no change from my side. This is what I'm going to practice. So cherish others. All the time. So. So the next stanza is, I think that then you see, in order to for success with that practice, similar in 37 practice of Bodhisattva Tongme Sangpo composed to and even the other sentient beings, other people who are equal to oneself, who are same, equal to oneself, even they treat me with pride, being under the control of pride, even they treat me. But from my side, I'm going to respect them as guru. like guru, I respect. I take them on my crown. I take them, you know. Means you bow down. You know, I take them on my crown like guru. See, so that's practicing. You see, the others higher than yourself. See, lower. See, when even others treat like that. So. So this I think maybe it's, I think maybe that's enough, maybe. So it was go on, so I think so the rest, maybe the lung and lung or lung, maybe the lung or lung. So I'm just going to read with my just a broken English. With whom ever, wherever, in English, I don't know which translation, but there's missing where. With whomever is there, but Gangdu, Sudan, Dobe, Tse, Gangdu is a place. And that's not mentioned, the ones normally we use. But, so, with whomever, wherever, with whomever one company, I say, look at always myself lower. Look at myself lower from all.